Hey everyone, Connie here. Thank you for listening to our podcast. Before we continue, I'd like to take this opportunity to share with you my book called How to Start Your Virtual Assistant Business, 10 Steps to Earn Online as a Top-Notch Virtual Assistant. It contains 10 bite-sized chapters to build a thriving online business, have a consistent income, and get the time freedom you always wanted. It's a perfect gift for you or your loved ones who want to start an online business and work from home or anywhere. Check it out at conniezabala.com/VABook. Want a free chapter? Sure! Just visit bit.ly/VABook free chapter and get your copy. Again, that's bit.ly/VABook free chapter.
Greetings, fellow entrepreneurs. This is Connie and Belle of the Freelancing with Faith podcast.
We are both moms and entrepreneurs whose digital services are bound by our core Christian values.
On this platform, let's talk about tips and how-tos to help our transformational entrepreneurs grow their businesses online.
We also invite our fellow service providers as our guests so they can share their stories and experiences with us.
All these we do with the end goal of glorifying God by providing the best digital services to our clients.
We also have our weekly live praise and worship session.
We look forward to connecting with you. As you listen or watch, grab your favorite drink, pay attention, and take notes. Let us encourage one another to strengthen our faith and relationship with God because He provides for everything.
When He blesses us, He blesses our businesses.
To do that, make sure to subscribe or follow us. Get engaged and share your thoughts with us whenever you have the chance. We look forward to connecting with you. God bless you all.
Good evening, good morning, or good afternoon to you, whatever time you're watching us from. We're supposed to be Connie and Belle. Alone na naman ako. Sis Belle, humabol ka, please. By the way, we are building a God-centered, purpose-driven life and freelancing business. And today's episode is all about how to become the best copywriter in the world. Diba? Siyempre, bongga ang title for the bongga guest. Again, we're going to talk about how to be the best copywriter in the world. But before that, let's have an opening prayer first. Let's remember that we are in the presence of God. In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. Amen. Lord, we praise you. We glorify you. We honor you. We thank you for blessing us these past few days. We're grateful for all the resources and the people you're sending our way so we can bless others and do what you called us to do. We ask for forgiveness for every wrongdoings we committed. We lift up to you every person who is watching and listening to this podcast. We pray that you open the hearts and minds so that whatever we share with them will create an impact on their businesses. We also lift up to you the whole Freelancing with Faith team as well as our special guest, Christine. Pour out your Holy Spirit in us so we will continue to have the courage to say the right words, to share what you're teaching us with the goal of telling your truth. Help and remind us, including our sisters and brothers, that we are building and thriving in our businesses to glorify you and serve the people we work with. We believe that whatever success we have, we owe it all to you. All this we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. The Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. Amen. So again, ang title ng ating pangatlong sabi ko na to, no? Basta it's about being the best copywriter in the world. May ganong biret. So anyway, again, we're supposed to be Connie and Belle. Last Monday, we go live every Monday and Thursday, by the way, 9 p.m. Manila time. And Mondays are for live praise and worship session. And Thursdays are all about digital marketing, about virtual assistants, about freelancing. So if you're watching us for the very first time, make sure that you click that subscribe button as well as the bell to get notifications, because we go live Mondays, Thursdays, 9 p.m. Manila time. Although minsan may mga shorts din kami, so feel free to watch those, kasi minsan may ano, pag ano, sinisipag si Christelle, meron mga highlights, kaya huwag niyong imimiss yan. So anyway, ayun nga, we're supposed to be Connie and Belle. For our viewers, if you don't know yet, kasi magkaiba na kami ng time zone, kaya medyo nag-a-adjust pa sa oras. So please do pray for Sis Belle na mahanap niya yung right time for her, kasi nasa Pacific time zone siya, and that's 5 a.m. ang 9 p.m. natin. So, siya kaya namili nito. Kaya, sabihan natin si Sis Belle. Anyway, okay, teka lang. I-open ko lang introduction. Hindi ko kasi ina-expect na ako yung mag-i-intro. Wait lang, mga kapatid. Nakalimutan ko i-open. Saglit. So, if you have any questions sa ating special guest, or if you are watching right now, why not say hi naman sa comments? Samahan nyo naman ako. Di ba parang hindi ako nag-iisa dito? Wait lang. Nakalimutan kong i-open. So, saglit lang. Sis Belle, umabol ka. Oh. Wait lang. Nasaan na? Okay. Ito na. Sana tama yung mapili kong profile. Okay. Ayan. So, ito yung intro niya. Kasi because we always want our guests to share with us paano namin sila i-intro. So, she is a direct response copywriter and funnel strategies. She worked with teams from prominent brands such as the Freelance Movement Tribe, Ooh, Practice Acceleration, and Millionaire Mind Intensive. Oh, yung kay T. Harv Eker Signature Program. So currently, she is transitioning to becoming a video strategist and social media manager. And of course, she is also a stay-at-home mom to two adorable kids. So, teka lang, balik lang ako sa StreamYard. Wait lang mga kapatid. Buti na lang dalawa yung screen ko. So, please welcome Christine Dayaras. Welcome, welcome.
Good evening, good morning, good afternoon.
Thank you again for saying yes to our invitation. Share mo muna sa amin yung story mo. How did you end up with freelancing, with VA or social media? And ngayon, nagli-lean ka towards video strategies. Ooh, parang pwede tayong mag-team. Ayan, share mo muna, ano yung ginagawa mo before, bago ka napunta, at feeling ko tribe member ka din ba? Right now? Ayun, yeah, alam ko na kung bakit. Pero share mo na kung ano yung story. Go.
Alright. So, actually, first, thank you for having me here. So, actually, before I became a freelancer, I was a nurse. So it's not uncommon na ano, you started as a, you have a different profession and then you jump to freelancing. So I started like really young, like after graduation I really went to writing, kasi during that time, di ba, content writing was an in thing. So I was paid like 150 pesos for 500 words. Just don't ask me when, because that was such a long time ago. And from there, I transitioned, like, content writing. I got curious about copywriting. Actually, it's just 2 years ago when I started doing the copywriting thing. So, and actually, the mentor that I got is from Miguel Campaner. And she's one of those now who saw potential in me. So she said, like, hey, we can team up. And then, you know, I can give you, like, projects. And she did give me some of those, especially yung sa tribe. I think you know Chelsea. I'm not sure if I can.
Yeah, tribe member din ako. Hindi lang active.
Well, anyway, so then like from there, it's just, you know, the rest is history. So for now, I'm a curious cat kasi. So if you notice, I have a lot of roles. Like I have different hats to put on, and not because like I wanted to, but it's more of because curious ako, and I really want to get into the technicalities of, you know, the roles that you mentioned, like the video strategy and the social media management. So then.
Part ka rin ba ng community ni Eb? Hindi, hindi pa naman. Pahardo.
No.
Okay. Anyway, somebody is speaking in Filipino. Kumusta, Sis Christine?
Hi.
Hi. Anyway, so ayan, dako na tayo sa mga ano, mga, ay, teka, ako ba naglabas ito? Ay, hindi, hindi, hindi ako, sorry. Wait lang ah. Ako nga, sorry naman. Anyway, let's, ano, punta tayo dun sa medyo serious na, hindi naman serious, more of, hindi na kasi mga simple questions ito, more on mas papakinabangan kasi nung mga bago para makapag-umpisa sila ng maaga. Or rather, makapag-advance sila ng mas maaga. So, do you integrate new technologies into your freelance career to stay competitive? How?
Yeah. Okay. I think as a copywriter and any writer for that matter, and here's the thing, kasi with any kind of skill that you pursue, especially online, technology is gonna be there. It's gonna stay. So in this case, AI. Sa case namin, it's ChatGPT, it's Bard, and all those AI tools. So if you go against the grain, kasi it will work against you. But also, if you know the foundations, it would be easier to transition. So it's like riding a car. Like, you get there faster when you ride a car. So if you do AI, then you get there faster.
So yes. Even, ita mo, kahit nagsusulat lang, kailangan pa rin ng technology. So don't, ano, parang wag magpahuli. At wag ding maging insecure sa AI kasi dapat use it to your advantage.
Baga. Yes, definitely.
Ayan. Ito. I'm sure you have a lot of clients na. So, ang question namin for that is, are there any strategies you're using to build and maintain strong relationships with your clients?
I wouldn't say strategies per se. I think it's more of how you would build a relationship with a person, with a human. Mm. Like how you build relationships with your friends. So, I'm going to incorporate a little bit of copywriting here. So, of course, you know, they need to know you, they need to like you, and then they need to trust you. So if they know you enough and they know your craft, they will begin to like you as a person and they would want to work with you long term. So they trust you enough to, you know, let you handle their business. In the sense, copywriting, so the copy itself.
O, diba? Yung kung anong ginagawa mo, dapat gagawin mo rin sa...
Demonstration.
Diba? Hindi na kailangang mag-isip pa. Nandun na. Ito. Siguro, I think this is the last question before we move to questions na mas related din sa faith and freelancing. So, looking back at your freelance journey, what project or accomplishments are you most proud of and why?
I think when I transitioned from being a nurse to being a writer, there's some things that you try so hard na, you know, if forced, not really forced in a sense, but, you know, you try so hard to work on it, but it really didn't work for you. So for me, writing is something na I think accomplishment on my end, because it helped me become more disciplined and it really allowed me to explore my creativity compared to just being a nurse. And for that, I'm just really thankful in a sense that I really jumped on that. Because during that time, it was, you know, it was a heresy when you're a freelancer during like the early 2000s. And diba, they would tell you, no, walang pera dyan sa freelancing. And then looking back, it's easier for me to transition now because freelancing is a thing. And as JTL mentioned, it would be in the same breath as a doctor, a lawyer, and, you know, yung ganun na mga titles. So, I'm in the right place.
Yeah.
So, how God placed that pa.
Parang may, ano, may follow-up question ako. Kasi being a nurse, I'm sure may mga nakarinig kang feedback after mong, di ba, mag-nurse ka, tapos mag-freelance. Okay. Actually, parang, ano to eh, yung even sa other profession, di ba, parang, nag-aral ka eh, tapos mag-freelance ka. Is there any regrets or paano mo rin kumbaga hinandle yung, I'm sure may maririnig ka kasi alam mo ng mga Pinoy minsan may feedback sa ganon. So can you share with us?
I've been hearing it for the past 10, 12 years. And it's never, it's still the same. They still say the same thing. And quite honestly, malayo na. You know, when I've been into freelancing for such a long time na you begin to realize na, no, it's not true. It's not true. There is. It's just a matter of how you handle. Technically, this is an objection kasi they tell you, kasi it's their perception of what freelancing is. But they're the ones who never had the chance, or how they say this, they never did try freelancing. So they really don't know ano yung possibilities doing freelancing. Plus, I get to enjoy my kids growing up. So that's definitely a plus.
Yeah. And I think hindi naman natin madidinay na even if you earn, if you have a degree, pag dito ka mag-i-stay sa Pilipinas para, you know, to work, especially for nurses, I know this, kasi hindi ganun ka worth it, you know, even if you need to go abroad, and actually, you still need to go abroad to earn more, but you still have to have experience before mangyari yon. So, you have to choose, you have to decide for your family, kaya huwag na nating support na lang tayo. Tapos meron din yata akong, parang may nabasa akong blog, kasi si Sisbel kasi may shinare na something na in-interview daw na nurse, na parang, if you were given a 10 million to just go back to the Philippines, would you go back? Kasi nurse din ata siya, I think, compared to, he's now living in Australia with, I think, a different profession. Hindi ko matandaan kung freelancing din eh. So parang he said na hindi, mas pipiliin ko pa rin yung nandito ako. Hindi dahil, kasi yung 10 million na yun, mauubos din yun eh. Lalo na sa healthcare mo.
Definitely.
I mean, Christelle can relate about sa mami niya pa lang eh. Yung, si Christelle yung part ng freelancing with Faith namin, mga kapatid. So yun, sa health, just health pa nga lang eh, di ba? Sa hospitalization, mauubos yung 10 million mo if something happened. So, think about it. Anyway, nasegue ako doon. Sorry. Go back.
No hate on the nurses, no?
Oh, no hate, ano? If that's your calling, di ba? May calling kasi tayo eh. Kung yun ang calling yung wow, we salute you, di ba? Parang we honor you for that. Anyway, let's go back. Freelancing tayo. Sorry naman. Ayan. Balik tayo. Have there been challenges in your freelancing journey that led you to your spiritual growth? If yes, can you share examples?
Okay. I think it was like 5 years ago. I worked for a small local agency here. Then, of course, when you work in a company of like 80 people or 70 to 80 people, you would always encounter the people who would be either an atheist or agnostics. They really don't believe in God. And it's, you know, I've learned that you really have to listen to them because behind every questioner is a person. So you just can't, I notice because sometimes when you're too fired up for the Lord, it gets, you know, parang, iba yung na-emit mo na energy for them and they begin to, you know, thwart off. Parang allergic sila. So I've learned na you really can't force that, and of course you have to listen to the person kasi they're also having pains then, and so ganun. That's kind of how I handled it.
Parang may ito, parang follow up in a way tong next question kasi we're asking if your faith influenced your decision-making process as a freelancer, like choosing the right clients or projects you take. Yeah.
Okay. So I had this one client before who asked me na, can you do like marijuana-based na content, like articles? Kasi they're promoting, kasi that was the time na yung parang kasagsaga ng CBD. So I didn't know that I was I will be given this kind of topic. And I clearly told him na I really can't do it because it goes against my beliefs and I don't want to promote anything marijuana. So and this he told me, no, it's just an article. And then I told him na, you know what, if you ask me this, that means that I can just lie to you. I can just, you know, the output would be really bad. So I told him upfront na I'm not gonna do this. And from there he was being receptive naman and respected that. Kasi there are things that you really have to say no to.
Oy, magandang tip yung mga kapatid. Depende naman din sa inyo, pero kung writing, kasi usually pag writing, kailangan talaga isinasa puso mo yan, kumbaga. Kailangan maniniwala ka sa pinagsusulat mo. I mean, kinikwento mo siya, di ba? Parang ganun.
You're selling something. You wouldn't
yes. Ayun. So, sa mga viewers namin, share nyo naman, agree ba kayo, baka may experience kayo, share nyo sa amin. Ayan. Teka lang ah. Ayan. Ito na lang. Do you have a specific prayer or ritual that you do before starting your online work or a new freelancing project?
Definitely, especially if it's a big one. Kasi you're going to commit long term. Mm-hmm. And to be honest, I really want to work with clients na long term. Eh. I don't really jump from one project to another. Kasi it's, aside from, well, on a, how to say this, on a technical side, you don't really want to keep looking for clients. Eh. So you want someone, na, you and KLT, know, like, and trust. So if they already you that kind of relationship, it's easier and you know, it's easier for you to work with them. You don't really need to know them anymore. Parang ganun nga, get to know them. So what I do before if there's a big project that's been given to me, I always put it aside for a day, at least a day. Kasi I don't want to make rush decisions. So I pray about it. And then if it's a go, I would feel it. Kasi the Lord will always lead you naman kung anong projects yung, you know, it's right for you. And the best part is the end result will always still be, you know, it's a win-win situation. You win personally because it's the right fit. And then the client is happy because he profits from it and the results are great. You know?
Mm-hmm. Ayun, magandang tip yun, mga kapatid. Magandang sort of routine bago tumanggap ng project. To think about it, to meditate on it. To include God, by the way. So yun, I think this is the last question before we move forward to the main topic for today's session. Feel free to ask your questions in the live chat or on the comment section. So ito, do you believe that your faith helps you stay focused and committed to your freelancing goals? Why or why not?
Definitely. Faith kasi gives you the purpose to pursue whatever it is that you're pursuing. Small goals, big goals, they always end up the same. Eh? It's still whatever it is that the Lord decides for you and you live out your purpose and then you feel good about it. And that's the thing, eh? Kasi it's the spiritual life and the work life is not different. Kumbaga, it's not separated.
Separate.
It's the same. So, yung gano'n.
Yes, 100%. Yes, super gets. Kakasama, ilang beses na rin namin yan sinasabi ni Sis Belle. Kaya super, gets namin yan. So ayan, sige, move na tayo sa baka naiinip na yung iba dyan. So isusolo ka na namin. Go ahead and share your topic about how to become the best copywriter in the world. Take it away.
Alright. Okay, can
Uy, my slides pa, grabe siya. Thank you for gluing that. Teka, alis muna ako. Ano ba, ma-distract ko yung mga... Sige, nandito na, lang ang stay
I don't know if makita, is it the whole screen? Sorry, this is the first time I've used StreamYard kasi... Alright, So, a little caveat. I know a lot of A-list copywriters who are better than me, as I've mentioned, but I'm also not backing down at the idea that I can also be one of the best as long as I keep trying. So for me, I just want to throw it out there so that your expectations natin is that we're also learning kumbaga as copywriters who are looking to become an exceptional one in 2024. So yun, here are three ways to become an exceptional copywriter. So it mentioned na to ni Miss Connie on the projects I've worked with, the brands that I've worked with. Then, so there are four things that I just want to leave. So first is the redefining freedom. I will get to that, but why we need to redefine freedom first in freelancing. And then if you're new, what is copy and what it isn't, then positioning yourself as a premium copywriter and three must-have skills to be an exception. So dito, I don't know the crowd is, so this topic is for new copywriters or those who wanted to upskill to copywriting, so you have an existing skill and you want to do copywriting, and content writers who are looking to transition to copywriting but don't know where to start. So this is like a 30,000 feet overview. Okay, so let's start. I want to first give you this idea. The person who cannot see the ultimate becomes a slave to the immediate. So topic about freedom, I got this from Miles Monroe. I felt that it's something that we need to know as freelancers, because sometimes we tend to forget who we are, especially if you're living in the faith. So if I may ask to you, yung kikinig, what does freedom look like for you? As a person, what does it look like? As an employee, does it look like na wala kang boss, no supervisors? Or is it living the laptop lifestyle na you're just sipping your juice while nasa hammock ka, and then you're taking a trip to Hawaii? Or in a member of society, what kind of charities or advocates are you pursuing na you can pursue because of this? Now, why is it important to have that freedom? First, it is invented for men and not by men.
Christine, wait. Sorry. Parang may naka-open ka pang presenter window.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Ayan, okay. Ayun. I'm so tapos sorry. I-full screen mo, merong to sa kanan, lower right.
Lower right. Okay.
Oh, no. I-maximize mo kasi nakikita namin yung next slides mo. may teaser agad, may teaser.
Ay, okay.
Yan.
Okay. Sorry, I'm so sorry. This is my first time to use this.
Okay lang, sus. Nag-effort ka pa nga eh. Carry lang, go ahead.
Sige po. So, why is it important? So, it's invented for men and not by man. Second, it is biblical. And third, it is important for your sense of value. Diba, when you have freedom, you know that you're valuable. Now, what if freedom is taken away from you? What will happen? So this is what's going to happen. Okay. Oh, I'm not sure what happened here. Miss Con? Parang... Hold on, ha? Okay. Ay, nag-jump okay na. Siya. Anyway, so what okay will happen na pag nawala yung slide? Anyway, I'm just gonna go through this.
Kita pa rin namin. Kita namin yung slide. Yep.
Pero nag-jump kasi
siya. Ahead lang.
Anyway, pag nawala kasi yung freedom natin, what will happen is magiging enslaved ka or you're magiging oppressed ka. Just like what happened yung sa Egypt, right? Na they were oppressed for such a long time. Now, there are three kinds of freedom. So first is personal. I'm just gonna read this kasi it's more detailed kasi. So personal freedom is one that is not restrained or coerced, but one, on the other hand, have the same conviction to do the same. So that's personal. Sovereign is when you act as you please, regardless of wishes of others, kumbaga. Then the third one is civic freedom. So you belong to a community and then you're recognized in that place. Now there is the fourth kind of freedom. It says here the natural freedom, which is pointed in Genesis chapter 1, verse 26. Hala. Okay. So the next is, ang question ko now is, how do you attain that kind of freedom? So there's five kinds of freedom here. First, you need to fulfill God's will in serving others. Second is your gifting. Now, gifting can be a bit tricky, especially for some people na, you know, they felt like they're, let's say, leaning into graphic design because you're really good in graphic design. But in order for that to be called your gifting, kumbaga, it's first validated by people that you know, people that you trust, people that are parang in authority, like your mentors. There will be the ones to validate na, hey, your gifting is really in graphic design. That's how you will serve others. Kumbaga. Then it is done without restriction or controlling others. And you still fulfill your purpose because of that gifting. So in return, that freedom serves you. You are accomplished na, kumbaga. So there are three aspects of freedom. So there's mental, spiritual, and physical. Now, if I ask you, what is the most important here sa tatlong aspects of freedom? Some people might say it's spiritual, some people might say it's physical. But here's the thought. If oppression becomes a mental condition, physical freedom is not enough. So what do I mean by this? It means meron kang limiting beliefs. It means that you also have imposter syndrome. So why am I giving you this idea? Kasi I've heard it so many times na meron akong imposter syndrome or I have limiting beliefs or I can't write for that matter. And you know when you know that you can actually write. It's just a matter of guiding you or just learning the loops on how to do it. Because according to Proverbs, for as he thinks within himself, so he is. So kung ano yung iniisip mo for yourself, then that is who you are. Therefore, first is freedom is first a mental condition before it can become a physical condition. Mental condition, ano, di ba? When you have limiting beliefs or you have this negative thoughts, the physical condition manifests itself as anxiety or probably analysis paralysis. That's kind of what happened to me when I started it. So, next, have you seen a lid? If you've seen a lid like this, you've seen like yung mga jars, di ba? They have lids. You notice yung container niya, the lid is yung nagastop. Nagsastop ng amount that the container holds. Now, let's take it a notch higher. How about like a coffee mug? Di ba meron din siyang lid? So, the container holds much more liquid or any kind of matter for that container. Then the lid is higher, kumbaga. And if you're a K-drama fan, you know what this is. This is a kimchi jar. Kimchi jar, I think. So you notice that as your container gets bigger, the lid gets higher. So after knowing this, this is where you need to start. You need to seek the truth to be set free. Diba? According to John chapter 8, verse 32, you need to seek the truth to be set free. And in order to seek the truth, you need knowledge. So what is knowledge? It is discovery of information to set your mind free. That's it. Discovery of information. So in order for you to be set free, you need to know, you need to have information. So I'm asking you again, are you an imposter? Kasi an imposter, according to the dictionary, is someone who doesn't know anything. They are trying to kind of manipulate you to that you're not the person that you say that you are. So what am I saying is, if you're a copywriter and you already have the information, then you can set yourself to be a copywriter, baga, even if you're just starting. So now that we got that out of the way, next is copywriting content writing. I'm saying this because I'm seeing a lot of job posts that says na they're looking for a content writer, but the job description is for copywriters. So I'm just differentiating the two. So with copywriting, kasi your goal is to sell. to sell a product, service, or brand to a specific market audience or marketer audience. So when you're doing copywriting, you need to learn how to dissect a successful copy. So you've seen a lot of, I'm sure you've seen a lot of ads, like Facebook ads, when you're scrolling through your Facebook. So if you see something that catches your eye, or it makes you, I really want to buy that, you need to dissect why it's making you buy, or why is it successful, why copy is successful for that matter. Then you need to learn the frameworks. The frameworks, the typical ones are AIDA, PAISA. You can search it in Google and you will find the kinds of frameworks that will work, that works, or like the base, the standard frameworks. And from there, you can experiment and explore. Then be on the lookout for trends. In the case of copywriting, it's ChatGPT, it's the Bard, and all those kinds of, even WordTune, I think. We have a lot of tools to look into. So you need to look out for those. Now, content writing, the main goal is to inform, educate, entertain, or instruct. So a typical content for this type is our blogs, articles, mga ganon. Content writing frameworks, the ones that I remembered before was about like sandwich method, expository, and persuasive. But there are lots of frameworks that you can look into. So mainly they focus on facts, and you look for authority sites for references. And I think it also goes with SEO, I think. Okay. So now that we got that out of the way, so how do you position yourself now as a premium copywriter, like an exceptional copywriter? So there are three things that I'd like to touch on. First is experience. Without experience, your clients would be doubtful about your credibility. So what you need to show as proof is our case studies and sample portfolio. You do this by showing by demonstration. That's how you do it. And during this time, when you're gaining experience, you need to first understand your market. You really have to be focused on what kind of market you're going to serve. Then you reach out to prospects. Then you learn from your mentors. It's important that you learn from people who are much better than you, who do things way better than you. And you also work for an agency. An agency, because me personally, when I was working as a VA, there was a short stint that I was working as a VA. I really learned a lot, like especially like relational and how to deal with people. That's actually a good skill to have, especially when you're doing copy. So next is the process. People, well, in my case, I think some copywriters like me tend to neglect this part, the systems, especially the client getting part. It's important that you know how to do your lead generation for getting clients, and then the onboarding, the delivery. The delivery, you need to be specific with your timelines. When you say that your timeline is 2 days, you do it in 2 days. That's how you build your credibility as a copywriter. Then your offboarding process. Those are the four things that I think is important when you're doing copy, when you're giving copywriting as a service. What you need to learn during this time is to learn the project management tools. I think Notion is very popular right now. And then there's Trello, Asana, ClickUp. You learn those things so that you know how to navigate on how to go about it when you're delivering your output. Then the writing process, then how do you write faster but better? That's what AI does. So what you need right now is how you create a process that you can create good copy and still deliver it faster, because that's what you're competing right now as a copywriter. Then task acceleration tools, you already know this, AI, Grammarly, Hemingway, those kind of tools you need to be familiar with. And then lastly, it's confidence, because client wouldn't want to work with you if you're not confident in what you're doing and what you're selling them. Because of course, first is you need to sell yourself before you can sell your service. So what you need during this time is closing and negotiation strategies. The closing and negotiation strategies tend to be a hard thing, especially for people like me who are introverts. So what you need to do is you really need to hone it, because clients will always, not always, but sometimes will tell you that, hey, your service is a bit high. You need to know how to negotiate for that and your pricing. During this time, what you need to learn is, you know, better negotiations and how to price your services better. So how will you differentiate? It's like the example, na, like when you have a lechon manok stand and, you know, there's a lot of lechon manok stand in the same area. So you really don't know whom to choose. So that's kind of how are you going to stand out for that matter. So that's where you need to have your unique value proposition. What aspect of your copywriting service is better than the rest, kumbaga? Then service stacking. So if you have an existing skill like SMM, you can add it with copywriting. So this one, I got this from an A-list copywriter, a local A-list copywriter. It's Miguel Campaner, and you can follow him. So there are three must-have skills to be an exceptional copywriter down. First is you need to have copywriting strategy, because copywriters, if you're just throwing yourself there as copywriter, you won't really stand out, because AI is doing it for you. So what you need to do is you, in a revenue line sa client mo, you need to find ways to, of course, it's a business, you have to increase a profit and how to lessen the expense. So that's kind of where, for me, that's how, where I target my copy and my services. And then social media marketing, because of course, you already know that social media is, you know, ads, you need to know how that works, especially if you're doing social media copy. And then video script writing, because there's a lot of content creators na lumalabas ngayon. So some of them, they have a difficult time trying to create yung mga scripts. So that's this is another indispensable na skill that you must have. And as a bonus skill, what you need to learn is be proficient in using AI tools. Like ChatGPT, you need to know how to write prompts and create outputs so that you can write better and faster. But the real deal of being an exceptional copywriter is not doing those fancy things like being too technical or I don't know what else. But, you know, you don't have to be a rock star na copywriter. Kasi the A-list copywriters who are nailing 7-8 figures are doing the boring things. So what are the boring things? You know, they're highly accountable. Highly accountable because when you say, you bring your credibility to the table there. When you promise them that you're going to finish it on this day, then you're going to finish it on this day no matter what. That's what Navy SEALs copywriters do. Be consistent and adapt. When ChatGPT came about, it wiped out, like, I think almost half of the copywriting jobs in the market. And I see a lot of people like clamoring na, hey, wala don't work, or there weren't many jobs like open for them because they're just positioning themselves as copywriters. So you needed to adapt with the technologies because that's where we're heading right now. But you rely on the foundations. And that's what happened to the copywriters na during that time when ChatGPT was bugged down. Kumbaga, and all of the writers were like, cramming, I can't create an output because ChatGPT is down. But for the copywriters who had the foundations, it was no problem at all. And then you trust the process. You trust the process, and most importantly, you trust God. So I leave you with this, okay, Francis Kong. Because others can see the results doesn't mean you're not improving. Just because someone is ahead of you doesn't mean you are on the wrong trajectory. Just because no one notices doesn't mean it doesn't matter. Just because there's no applause doesn't mean you didn't score. Just stay the course. Not all progress is visible. Not all victories are celebrated, and you can't get better results in the long term than your consistency. So if you notice, consistency still wins at the end of the day. And if you find this useful, please share this with a fellow freelancer and help them change the way they see themselves. Enable them to become true champions for Christ in the workplace. So I'm going to skip this. And yeah. Thank you. Oh, yay. If you want to connect with me,
yeah, ayan na. Oh. So I think we already updated din yung ano yung. Oh, sorry. Sorry. Napindot ko. My bad. Sorry. So, feel free to connect with Christine by checking the links in the description itong YouTube live session natin ngayon. Nandun na, nakalagay na. And again, you are free to feel free, please, to ask your questions in the comments even if you're watching on a replay para ma-relay namin yung mga questions nyo kay Christine. And just, o kaya, directly, ano na lang, connect with her. Ayan. So, may fast Q&A nga pala tayo. Si Isabel talaga, oh. Iniwan na ako, oh. Anyway, may fast Q&A round pa tayo. So, ito yung ano, parang A or B. Pwede namang both. Pwede namang neither. Ano lang, fun questions lang. Sige. Wait. Ang hirap naman ito pag ako nag-iisa. Napapapost tuloy ako kasi nahanap ko yung mga... Ito na. Sige. Game. First question. Reading or listening?
Both.
Diet or exercise?
Hi. I cannot have both.
texting.
Diet na lang. Hindi halata sa katawan po eh.
Ito feeling ko, alam ko sagot dito eh. Texting or calling?
Texting.
Sabi na eh. Do you sleep? Alam na mga introverts allergic sa mga, huwag kayong basta-basta tatawag na hindi namin alam. Ayan. Do you sleep with lights on or off?
Lights off.
Ayan. What would you do if you won? Ito won to, ah, 1,000,000 pesos. Ayan.
That's a tricky question. But if I did, I would probably have properties that are earning. Then probably by then, if it's earning, then you can give more. Diba?
Yes.
So definitely ganun.
Last book you've read or if you're still reading?
Burden of Freedom, Miles Monroe.
Oh. Top three people you follow?
Isa Coronado. She's also personal branding. Miguel Campaner, definitely. Fan. Justin Welch. I just followed him. He has a lot of insights, especially for freelancers. Kasi I think he's very strategic kasi yung dating niya. Ayun.
Yes. Favorite day of the week?
Mondays.
Oh, Mondays. Para gusto ko itanong bakit. Kasi syempre, alam mo naman mga people sa work. Ang Mondays ang hindi siguro favorite.
Oh yeah, kasi we always had that notion that Monday is nice, another Monday, manic Monday. Yeah. But Monday is refreshing kasi. It's the start of the week. And when you start the week right, you end it right. So yes. That's how I see it.
Yes, agree. Favorite place you've been to?
Favorite place. Local place, Samal.
Saan? Beaches. Oh, okay. Favorite childhood TV show? Childhood, ah.
And I grew up with Tom and Jerry. But I never understood the humor. I just watch it. I'm so sorry.
It's okay. Ito. If you could travel to any place on earth, where would you go?
Sweden.
Oh. Definitely Sweden. What is a prayer to you?
Prayer is connection. It's life-giving.
Yes. Do you have a go-to worship song? Share mo naman sa amin.
Yung kay Don Moen, God is the Strength. God is my strength. Yun, yun. I play it on loop when I'm working or making a decision. So that's my go-to song.
Ask permission or beg for forgiveness?
Beg for forgiveness. That's better.
Really? Explain! Gusto ko yan kasi alam mo, marami sa guests namin talaga ask forgiveness yung usual na pinipili. So can you share more about it? Bakit beg for forgiveness?
When you're, ano kasi, like it's a state in life. Pag nasa baba ka na kasi, hindi ka na mahihila pa baba eh. So you'd rather be there because you know na, ano, you will have your turn. You may elevate ka rin. But for me, I'd rather be in the lower state than be on, yung ganun, yung sa taas. Does it make sense?
Okay, ito na, last na. If you could have a face-to-face conversation with God and ask one question or say one thing, what would it be?
How can a sinful person like me be here? Ganun.
Ooh.
Kasi you're all
lalim.
Ay, may hugot ako eh.
Oo nga eh. Ayan, so that's the end of the fast Q&A round. Yay! Thank you for playing. So, any last piece of advice or message? This time naman pag sa aspiring tayo, aspiring freelancers.
Aspiring freelancers. To be honest, I'm just hugot ako sa experience ko po ah. Kasi when I started out, people were saying na wala talaga yung freelancing eh. And the fact that I'm a nurse, I've been told a lot of times na I could have gone abroad, you know, greener pastures. But looking back, I made the right decision because ganito kasi yan, life kind of gives you that, you know, you can only see the results when you look back. Parang ganun. So for me, just making that decision right now, if you're doing freelancing, especially if you're new and you're scared, just do it scared. Just try. Test the waters. Eventually, it will take you to where you need to be. Anyway, the Lord is always in our future naman. It's not His present, but He's always calling out sa future natin. So, ganun. Just stay on course.
Yes, thank you for sharing. And thank you dun sa slides at sa presentation na talagang connect ang, di ba? Sa totoo, wala pa kaming, this is the first time we saw a presentation na talagang aligned from, you know, i-connect mo si God into copywriting. At hindi lang actually copywriting ang, I hope naman yung viewers natin nag-agree na hindi lang copywriting ang natutunan natin, pati types of freedom, may mga gano'n, ay nako. I hope you like that session. We appreciate that. And for our viewers, speaking of aspiring freelancers, if you're still finding ways to start your virtual assistant business, go ahead and check my book at conniezabala.com/VA book to know more information. Ito available sa print, ebook, Kindle, and audiobook there. And again, you are always welcome to ask your questions. I-relay namin yan kay Christine. Just let us know. And if you have any special guest na gusto nyo naming interviewin, let us know then. Connect lang at Freelancing with Faith in Facebook or Instagram. Ayan. And okay, comment na lang kayo dito, di ba? Ayun. So I think before that, let's have a closing prayer. Let's remember that we are in the presence of God, in the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord, for another episode done successfully. Thank you for the opportunity to share our knowledge and experience to serve our clients. Hopefully, our fellow service providers were able to learn something too. Thank you to all the people who support us in our mission. Thank you for the chance to bless others through this platform. We lift up to you all our viewers, our listeners, our clients, the people we work with, Christine and their loved ones. Continue to bless them in all areas of their lives. Whatever their positions are right now, we pray with them, believing that whatever happens, you always have the best intentions for us. We lift up to you all these, but in the end, your will be done. In Jesus' name, amen.
And the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. Amen. Huwag ka muna aalis pag nag-end tayo ng live session. Again, this is Tim. Thank you so much for spending time with us and sharing your knowledge with presentation pa ito. Grabe. So, again, for our viewers, we hope to see you on Monday for another live praise and worship session. Hopefully, this time mas okay na at wala nang lagging. So, have a great week, everyone. Bye. God bless.
Thanks for listening to the Freelancing with Faith podcast by Connie and Bell. We hope you've learned something and enjoyed the podcast.
Feel free to share our show with your friends and family.
Check our website at freelancingwithfaith.com.
Or you can also connect with us via YouTube, Facebook, and Instagram at Freelancing with Faith.
We'd love to hear from you. We also appreciate any review, feedback, or suggestions you can give us to continuously improve our content.
Make sure to be there in our next episode.
We look forward to sharing more tips and faith stories with you.